Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Monday edition. It's Monday. All right, okay, I gotta be positive. It's Monday, yes, edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's March 9th, 2015, all the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and there wasn't a whole lot because I think everybody's anticipating the Apple thing that's coming up tomorrow, so we'll just see what we can get through in about 5 minutes, or less, who knows. Now, one of the downfalls has to be said about Google Drive is it didn't automatically back up your photos. One thing that's probably made Dropbox even a little bit more popular. But that's all about to change. Now that Google Plus will be splitting off those services, Google Drive will soon back up your photos on your phone automatically. At least if you're an Android user right now. According to the folks over at Android Police, they've discovered that the latest version of the cloud storage app on the Android platform has a code for an eventual photo backup feature. And not only that, there's also some mention about Chromecast having streaming support as well. These features are, of course, not live yet, and we don't really know when they're going to be going live, but more than likely, they're definitely coming sooner than later. No word yet for the iOS platform, but you can also bet it would be in Google's interest to have that feature there as well. Our listeners out there who are Xperia Z device users, this might make you smile. Sony's going to be bringing Android 5.0 Lollipop, sorry, couldn't resist, to your devices, but only to your devices. Meaning if your Sony smartphone doesn't have a Z in it, you're out of luck. So that means the Xperia C3, the E1, the E3, the M2, the M2 Aqua, the T2 Ultra, and the T3, which by the way were only released last year, will be stuck with Android 4.4. Oh, aren't you happy? Not. Now you'd think a company as Sony, who has been struggling, shall we say, quite a bit in the smartphone sector, would make a smarter decision than that. Looks like when Sony was hacked, they not only got personal information, they created a brain drain as well. Now let's go up way above the earth. To those millions and billions of satellites. I don't know if it's millions and billions, but there's a hell of a lot of them up there. That orbit around the earth. Even more importantly, the ones that take vegetation pictures. Yes, the ones that scan for vegetation on the Earth. Well, those might be serving a dual purpose pretty soon. According to the European Space Agency, doctors will be adapting the Proba V vegetation scanning satellite camera and using it for non-scanning vegetation purposes. They're going to be looking at human skin cells. Why? Well, it seems that the hardware that's in this satellite may help doctors to actually scan human skin for diseases, possibly even cancer. Apparently, the Proba V satellite camera is able to see shortwave radiation our eyes cannot detect, and apparently it makes it an ideal tool for monitoring the health of humans. I love it when we're able to kind of recycle technology that we already have. The only problem I'm seeing right now is trying to stick a satellite next to the MRI machine. Staying way above the Earth, actually away from the Earth, past the moon even. We're going over to Mars. And apparently at one time, you could have brought a beach ball to Mars. According to NASA anyways, Mars once had enough water to form a large ocean. Yes, they've determined after 6 years of monitoring that Mars had enough water to have a big, huge freaking ocean on the thing. But it wasn't very deep. Only a mile deep, actually. And it actually covered half of the northern hemisphere 4 billion years ago. Fortunately, though, I don't think we're going to be planning our dream beach vacation to Mars anytime soon. Doubt we'll ever see Mars with a big old ocean again, since a lot of it just went on up into space. Or there still could be some underneath that rock. What it comes down to is since they found this big abundance of water, Mars actually might have been more habitable for longer than we first thought. Curiosity, over to you. And finally, something that really could only happen in government. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham, who happens to be the member of the Senate Subcommittee on Privacy, Technology, and Law, has never sent an email. This happened on one of the popular shows in the U.S. on NBC called Meet the Press. And yes, this is all kind of hovering around the whole Hillary Clinton thing about her using her personal email and not the government email and blah, 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 blah. Anyways, the senator was asked, "Do you have a private email account?" In which the senator said, "I don't email. You can have every email I ever sent. I never sent one. So I don't know what that makes me." Well, Senator, I don't know what it makes you either. But what I do know is it sounds like you're in the wrong department of government. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Find our brand new spanking kick butt website, thanks to Mr. Paul Wheatley, who is busy launching it over the weekend, over at britishtechnetwork.com. Oh yes, it looks so slick. You can also find us on Twitter at British Tech. You can find me on Twitter as well, at Kyle Swagger. Now yes, today's edition of news was a little bit slow, it has to be said, but tomorrow's edition, no, I doubt it will be slow at all. Why? Because don't forget, later today is the Apple event for the Apple Watch. So that means plenty of Apple news for us tomorrow. So that means if you're an Apple fan, or even not an Apple fan, you just want to go out and have a good time, get your butt down to the Tiger Bar in Haymarket, London, at 5 p.m. Yes, that's the London Macintosh User Group. They're having that big special Apple event going on over there. Get down there. Get down there actually before 5 p.m. because by the looks of it, I think that keynote will be starting around then, unless Apple has a few screw-ups, which we know is possible. But fun should be had for all. Tiger Bar, Haymarket, London. Be there or be Bill Gates, 5 p.m. today. And that's going to wrap up today's edition of the British Tech News Show. Hope everybody did have a good weekend. I hope your Monday can be as good as it possibly can. We'll be back here tomorrow with your Apple Overload Tuesday news. But until then, have a great day, and thank you so much for listening.